Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hollywood Brown is back on a one-year deal. We got some more details, actually, in the last half hour on this from Albert Breer. But 1 year up to $11 million, which is really similar to the deal he was just on in Kansas City. Ultimately, it's 1 year, $6.85 million. That's what's on the books. And then there's incentives that can get it to 11. $3 million signing bonus. The base salary, 3.3. And then he's got about $500,000 worth of workout slash per game roster bonuses. And then depending on if he achieves certain incentives, $4 more million. Clearly tells you a multi-year deal was not going to be available for him because he didn't play that many games this past year due to the injury. I really like the move just because it's somebody that was here. He has the opportunity, if you're him, to go and earn yourself a multi-year deal after this. And it gives them some insurance based off of what the availability may or may not be for Rashee Rice heading into this 2025 season. So I'm not saying it's like the greatest move ever, but 1 year, basically $6 to $7 million. Come on now. Absolutely. I think it makes a ton of sense.
I told you from the beginning, I was fine with other veteran available options on the market. But again, I'm not offended by this deal. It's a $6 million deal. It's a 1 year deal. There are very few, I would say, bad 1 year deals. I question maybe one the Chargers just made, but for the most part, I think there are very few bad 1 year deals that go in the NFL. This one, it's $11 million if everything goes right. He gets all the yards. He gets all the catches. He wins the Super Bowl. Okay, fine. At that point, as you know, I am happy to pay that price. And part of that money will go into future years, as you know, because the way that that works is that if they're not likely to be earned, which some just fall in that category, they're not likely to pay it anyway. It's funny timing, and we can talk about Worthy in a minute, because the initial thought was, did they just sign him out of... Like maybe they were talking to him, but then they're like, we got to get this deal done now because of all the stuff that happened surrounding Xavier Worthy this weekend. It's like, do we got to get this done like right now? But I'll say that that's not like a panic price. That's a, like, let's get the, you know what? Maybe we do go ahead and get the deal done today, but not necessarily at a price point that I thought was completely unfair, if that makes sense. He's a fine fit. I'm curious to at least see how a full season of Hollywood Brown works. Yeah. But I'm not expecting more than 650 yards just based on the people in the offense, the people who need to get offense outside of that, and based on his general injury history. I'm not expecting a full 17 games out of Hollywood Brown.
Right. I go back to August in training camp when we saw what that offense looked like then, and we never saw it really at all during the season. You know, it was Worthy down the field consistently at training camp. It was Hollywood Brown down the field consistently in St. Joe. That's still like the dream, right? I think for Chiefs fans is that we saw it, and where did that disappear? And some of it was the offensive line play and why they're in need of a left tackle as we sit today, and maybe today's the day they go and find, I don't know if it's a left tackle of the future per se, but at least somebody to play left tackle for them in 2025.
I sure hope they find that today.
That could happen today, maybe in the next hour, as a matter of fact. But Hollywood Brown gives them the insurance I mentioned on the Rice situation. And it also is someone that I deep down think we saw some glimpses in the very limited action of like, oh, I can see why they were excited. Like, oh, the thought of having Kelce and Brown and Worthy and Rice on the field at the same time, that – that can work. That sounds like a lot of fun. Maybe we'll be fortunate enough to see that. I don't know if it'll be week one of the season, but at some point this year, I would be fascinated to see what does that look like? Because you can see why they were excited about it.
Yeah.
And they get them back.
But also, it's like such a small sample. It's like, yeah, it kind of makes sense.
Well, I just mean when you look at how they approach last offseason and what we saw at training camp, you're like, oh, I can see why they're excited about it.
Yeah.
They got to see it this year, though. And for Hollywood Brown, it's another year where the player is extremely motivated because he's young enough that if he does have, even if it's a 700 to 800 yard season, Cody, he will then probably get a multi-year deal somewhere else. That was the thought going into last year. The injury completely ruined the plan. It's why he's back. And look, if he gets to 11, it means he had a great year. Otherwise, it's $6.8 million in the grand scheme of things. No problem with that as well. But you alluded to why maybe there was even more urgency to lock this thing down, because what a crazy and unfortunate, I'll call it, 12 to 18 hours between Friday morning or Friday overnight, Friday into Saturday morning. And then by 5 o'clock on Saturday, the Xavier Worthy situation was resolved. We all know by now what we're discussing and referencing down in Georgetown, Texas, which is just north of Austin, Texas, where he was arrested under suspicion of assault involving strangulation. That was the accusation. And then 8 hours later, he was released and there was no charges filed. And it became pretty evident that the claim from a family member, I think we all know at this point who that was.
Yeah.
Was not accurate, was false, was a lie. And so to be in that situation, I feel terrible for Xavier Worthy, because all the people that were on social media retweeting the mugshot and all this stuff, those same people weren't retweeting later on in the day when it was like evident that the charges were never going to come and that the case was dismissed, and that for it to be dropped just like that quickly, it's pretty telling. It tells you that how obvious it was that did not take place. Like, well, I feel like I can say that confidently for that to have ended that quickly.
I always like leave some doubt because it could just be like the person in there or whatever. It's, you have so little charging evidence that in 8 hours you're dropping the case. I mean, and I asked around, and some people who are like lawyers and stuff too.
Yep.
It's uncommon for just say no charges that fast. Not that they would not wait a couple of days or wait a few days or say no charges a week from now or anything else in between. But there's obviously a conflicting third person that gets mentioned in this case who is that seems to be the sticking point of, okay, we're not pressing any charges here. You are free to go. What's crazy is like, this is still going to change outside fans' perspective of Xavier Worthy forever, forever. They're going to accuse the Chiefs of all the other stuff, like the gross stuff that took place, like, oh, money talks. Like, okay, relax. Lots of people get in legal trouble in the NFL, and those people are then charged with those things or pay civil penalties for those things. Like, they don't get to just not be charged 8 hours later because they're they're on a rookie contract in the NFL? No. There's obviously enough evidence and their opinion to no longer charge this thing 8 hours after he was originally brought in, which is quick. Nothing to say. It's quick. Really quick. There was about, how long did that last? That 8 hours, I was just like, okay, what are they gonna do a wide receiver?
For sure.
Bring back Hollywood Brown right away. And then you're like, I guess, do they need to draft one the early rounds?
We were texting, it wasn't so much that a reaction to presume that what the legal situation was going to be, but like, would they have had a clearer picture at the time? You're thinking, will they even have their answer on what's really going on by the time free agency opens up? And do you need, I was thinking, no matter what the end result is, do they need to pivot? Because they may not have the answers by the time the free agency could come and go.
Like, it's going to be here in a day. Yeah.
Fortunately, it all got resolved so quickly. And the idea of needing to pivot's not there. But that from a football end, I was thinking, man, they're not going to have an answer. So they need to bring back Hollywood Brown for sure. And then, does this change how aggressive they are signing anybody else? Fortunately, this got resolved as quickly as it did. And as I said, I actually feel awful for Xavier Worthy in the entire situation, because as you said, the reaction that was out there, mainly outside of Kansas City, I would say, from so many people, of just one presuming guilt immediately, but also just some of the things that were said about him individually. And the fact that, I'm telling you, man, as you know, man, like a lot of people that said what they said early in the day or retweeted stuff, they didn't go back and then correct when the information came out and it was that there was no charges or anything. And so those, so you know what I mean? Like, it's never the same one. It, you know, if your mugshot was out there, Cody, that's out there forever. You know what I mean? That's what sucks.
I went through the, I simply just retweeted the news when it came out and retweeted when, and I think shared with you guys in the group chat, when the news had come out that they were not going to file charges.
Yeah, and if there's new evidence, obviously things change, but that's where it looks
and
like
look,
it's at.
Obviously, these domestic disputes end up often in he said, she said, and charges, you know, like people pull back their statements and do, like, it's just a messy situation. And you, like, you would have just not liked to have it happen this weekend at all. And sure. I don't, you know, like, and now it just feels even murkier than it did before to me in a lot of ways because, like, everything moves so fast in a lot of directions. And so, like, it's just kind of a mess. And yeah, I did spend a huge chunk of Saturday thinking, okay, what are they going to do at wide receiver? Now, on paper, it appears it'll be Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, pending his legal trouble, and Hollywood Brown as a trio. With that and Travis Kelce, you actually don't have to do anything else at wide receiver. You don't have to draft one. You don't have to get in the free agency market again, other than like the low-level deals for players we're talking about that are wide receiver 6 or 7.
Because somebody's got to fill out the roster, right?
but you know what I mean. Yeah. As in, do something. I mean, you don't have to go get a qualified veteran on the market. It can be any other guy who has either gotten 500 yards in this league or 300 yards in this league. It can be as many Justin Watsons as you want across the board, and it can consistently be that, I will say. But like, outside of that, you have to make no move. The draft one would only be because you're trying to replace Hollywood Brown in a year. And there's wide receivers in the market every year. I don't know if you saw DK Metcalf get traded, and then I feel like that means George Pickens is getting traded.
Right.
Which means, and there's a million other guys who have already been moved to Cooper Kupp's on the market. So like, wide receivers are always available. So if you don't want to draft the next young guy because you have two right now in your system, yeah, that would appear to be the case. And right now, because of how quickly the charge would drop, I don't have any notion that like the NFL is going to suspend Xavier Worthy.
No, and I know domestic violence, they handle things differently, but considering the what looks like the end result, barring new evidence and something happening, yeah, this should be, you know, considered something that the league doesn't need to step in with. And, you know, I people on the text line were saying, you know, he still needs to be careful about who he's around and everything like that. Totally with you. Now, I would say in this circumstance, not to get too much in the weeds on the details that was alleged and all this, but like, I mean, we're talking about it was his fiance at the time. So, I mean, if you surround yourself with the right people, I don't know what to say. I mean, this wasn't just like him hanging out with a bad group of friends. So I don't know. I mean, yes, surround yourself with the right people, but I mean, I'm sure in his mind, not that long ago, I mean, this was someone he was planning on marrying. So, this one in particular, I'm not going to even put on him as far as being in the wrong spot. If it's true that this was something that the details they have put out are true, I mean, I don't know what you were expecting from as far as hanging out. Like, you're not supposed to be around your fiance. I mean,
well, it's, you know, it is. Normally, when people say that kind of thing, it's about like friends you had in childhood, right, who did not have your best interest in mind. And she might not. Who knows? I'm sure he'll just be, you know, like, depending on how all this went down, I'm sure he'll be very careful with who he dates moving forward. Right. I mean, I don't, you know, and I'm sure she'll be very careful, you know, like whatever it is, but like the relationship stuff, I don't view this as like a negative personality quirk of Worthy, like that he's hanging out with a rough crowd that I just view that in a different, consistent. And typically I feel like that goes back to like childhood friends who have been with you a long time and it's harder to say no to. Or people with massive influence who you end up hanging out with who end up doing that. Look, there was if it had continued, then you're like, okay, like we were just talking about with long-term extensions, like then our whole conversation on Friday comes back into play, which is, are you afraid to pay either of these wide receivers? And if you are, then what do you do? And how do you build your roster and all the other stuff that comes with it?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.